Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important skills in drum and bass sampling, taking an amen break from raw audio and turning it into a tight, punchy, 170 BPM ready loop in Ableton Live. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clip view, warping, drum racks, and basic bus processing. The goal here is speed and consistency, without crushing the groove that makes the amen. By the end, you'll have four things. A perfectly warped amen that doesn't drift, a sliced drum rack version for quick edits, a drum bus chain that hits hard but keeps the ghost notes alive, and a couple arrangement-ready patterns, a rolling two-bar loop and a heavier variation with some fills. Alright, step 0, source the amen legally and practically. The amen is everywhere, but you still want to do this clean. Grab a licensed break pack, a cleared sample, or a reputable library that includes amen-style takes. In practice, you're listening for a few things: minimal reverb, clear transients, little to no clipping, and ideally a clean one-bar or two-bar recording. Here's a pro workflow move. Don't grab just one. Collect 3 to 5 versions. One clean for definition, one crunchy or vinyl for character, maybe one overdriven for weight. You'll pick one as the main loop, and later you can layer textures from the others if you want extra grit without destroying clarity. Now step 1. Set the project up like a drum and bass session. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Then go into Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch. If you want fewer surprises, turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. It's optional, but it keeps Live from making decisions you didn't ask for. Create 3 tracks. First, an audio track called Amen Main. Second, a MIDI track called Amen Slice, where the drum rack will live. Third, plan a group bus called Drum Bus. You can make the group later, but think in that structure now. Raw loop, sliced version, and then everything glued together. Step 2 is the big one. Import and warp the amen using the no drift method. Drag your amen onto amen main. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode. For full breaks, Complex Pro is often the smooth all-rounder. If it gets smeary, try Complex. If you want more transient bite, try Beats mode, but be careful. Beats can add little clicks or artifacts if the settings aren't right. This is one of those decisions you make with your ears, not with rules. Now we establish anchor points before touching anything else. This is the habit that separates tight breaks from almost tight. Zoom in and find the first clean downbeat. Usually it's the first kick transient that really feels like the start. Right-click it and choose set 1.1.1 here. At this point, Ableton might guess the original tempo wrong, especially if the break was around 136 to 140 BPM, and it's trying to interpret it at some strange double time or half time. If it's clearly wrong, you can try right-clicking from the start point and choosing warp from here, straight. That sometimes gets you 80% of the way instantly. But for pro tightness, we do manual correction with minimal markers. Minimal is the key word. Too many warp markers is how you destroy a drummer's feel. Place a warp marker on the first snare, usually on beat 2. Place another on the second snare, usually beat 4. Then drag them so they land exactly where they should on the grid. If you're working with a one-bar loop, that means your snares should be locked to the bar's internal grid, and the end of the bar should land perfectly on the next bar line. Here's your reality check. Loop it for 16 bars, not 2. 16. And don't focus on the kick and snare. Focus on the hi-hat tick. If the hats start to feel facey or like they lean forward or backward over time, something's off. Either your start point isn't truly the downbeat, or you overcorrected with markers, or one of your snare anchors is dragged slightly wrong. A second diagnostic trick: use the groove pool like a microscope. Drag in a groove, you know, something like an MPC-ish 16 swing, but set timing to 0%. You're not adding swing. You're using the groove tools to expose problems. Now gently move random from 0 up to around 5. If any slice or transient is late, that randomization exaggerates the feeling and makes it obvious. It's a fast way to find sloppy starts. Once you're happy and it loops clean, consider consolidating. This is one of those intermediate moves that saves you headaches later. If your clip needed a few warp markers to behave, you might not want those warp behaviors carried into every slice you make. So you can freeze and flatten, or consolidate a clean 1 or 2 bar render of the warped clip. Then slice that rendered audio. It makes everything predictable. Step 3. Clean the start and end so it loops like a professional sample. Turn loop on in clip view. Zoom all the way in. Set the start exactly at the transient. Then add micro fades. A fade in around 1 to 3 milliseconds, a fade out around 5 to 15 milliseconds, depending on how much tail there is. The aim is no clicks, no weird edges, and a loop that feels like it was printed that way. Step 4. Gain staging and quick corrective EQ. Before you start getting excited with saturation and bus compression, give yourself headroom. Put utility on the Amen main track and set gain so peaks are roughly minus 6 to minus 3 dB. You're creating space for the processing you're about to do. Then add EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear sub rumble that doesn't help the break. If it's boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 4 dB, gently. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help, but don't kill the air. This is preparation, not a final mix. Step 5. Slice the Amen into a drum rack so you can do real edits and rolls. Right-click the warped Amen and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton creates a drum rack full of pads, each with a slice. Now, tightening slices it where your loop goes from yeah it works to this is dangerous. Go pad by pad and audition the key hits. Find your kick slices, snare slices, and then your hats and ghost notes. If a slice has silence before the hit, it will feel late when triggered in MIDI. Open Simpler on that pad and adjust start right up to the transient. Here's a practical priority system. Make the kick pads ultra tight. Fast start. Minimal pre-roll. For snare pads, you can allow a touch more pre-transient if it gives you body and weight. For hats and ghosts, keep them short so they don't pile up into hash at 170 BPM. Set Simpler to one shot for most slices. If you want more natural bleed and overlap, use Classic Mode and manage voices. And do yourself a favor, put hats or rides into a choke group so they don't stack endlessly. That alone can clean up a messy break faster than any EQ. Step 6. Build a rolling 2-bar Amen pattern that actually feels like drum and bass. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on Amen slice. Start faithful. Keep the classic backbone, especially the main kick and snare placements. Then in bar 2, add variation. A really usable set of edits is a snare drag, meaning two quick snare hits a 16th apart, leading into a main snare. A kick swap, mean you choose a different kick slice for beat 1 or the end of 2, just to shift attitude. And a hat re-trigger at the end of bar 2, like a 30-second or a tight burst, but don't overdo it. When you quantize, don't hard quantize everything to death. Quantize to 16th notes, but reduce the amount to around 60 to 80%. And don't be afraid to keep certain ghosts slightly late. That's pocket. That's swagger. That's the difference between Amen sample and Amen performance. Also, track delay is your feel knob. If your chopped pattern feels like it's rushing, try adding plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds of track delay on the Amen slice track. Not on your layered one-shots, just on the break. It can instantly make the groove feel heavier without changing any MIDI notes. Step 7. Layer modern punch under the Amen. Classic breaks often need reinforcement to compete with modern DNB. Create a kick layer and a snare layer, either as audio tracks or inside another drum rack. Program them to follow the Amen's main hits, not every little ghost. Think support, not replacement. On the kick layer, EQ for a low focus around 50 to 110 Hz and cut mud around 200 to 400. On the snare layer, shape body around 160 to 240 Hz, crack around 2 to 5 kHz and air around 8 to 12 if needed. Then do a phase check. If you layer a kick and suddenly the low end disappears, that's phase. Nudge the layer a tiny bit. In Ableton you can use track delay by a few milliseconds, or you can adjust the sample start in Simpler. Tiny moves. 1 or 2 milliseconds can be the difference between huge and where did my kick go. Step 8. Glue it all on a drum bus with a stock chain that works. Group Amen main, Amen slice, and your layers into a drum bus group. Now put a chain on the group. Start with EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz. If it needs brightness, a very gentle high shelf, plus 1 to 2 dB around 9 to 12 kHz. Don't overdo it. You can always add air later in the mix. Then drum bus, the device, drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 10, taste, boom from 0 to 10, with a frequency around 55 to 80 Hz. But be careful. Drum and bass get subby fast and you don't want a fake resonance fighting your bass line. Use damp to tame harsh top if it starts spitting. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio low 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're smashing more than that, you're probably flattening the ghost notes, and that's basically deleting the magic. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want controlled aggression. The rule here is simple, Enhance impact without destroying the internal movement. If you want darker or heavier vibes, add parallel distortion rather than torching the main bus. Create a return track with saturator into overdrive into EQ8 and high pass that return around 150 to 300 HC. Blend it in until you feel menace, not mud. Another bonus trick, a parallel air band return that won't shred your ears. EQ8 high pass around 6 to 8 kHC, gentle saturator, then a compressor. Blend until the hats feel closer rather than just louder. If it gets spitty, notch around 9 to 10 kHC on that return. Step 9. Arrangement ideas so this isn't just a loop on repeat. Here's a simple 32-bar blueprint that works in real D&B. Bars 1 to 8. Filtered intro. Put auto filter on the Amen bus and slowly open a high pass so it blooms into the groove. Bars 9 to 16. Full groove. Main Amen. Layers. Solid energy. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Swap to your sliced pattern. Add a 1-bar halftime tease at bar 24. Classic tension trick. Bars 25 to 32. Peak. Add extra percussion, ride energy, and a fill every 4 or 8 bars. If you want controlled glitch, use beat repeat only on fills. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th. Chance 10 to 25%, 8 around 50 to 80. The goal is spice, not slot machine. Here's an arrangement upgrade that's huge. Q-Bus drum architecture. Keep a clean drum bus that's your main tight break plus layers, and a character bus that's a duplicated brick smashed, filtered, distorted. Automate the character bus up in the drop and down in verses. Instant bigger drop energy without rewriting any patterns, and a fill design rule that saves you every time. No matter how crazy you chop, end the fill on something recognizable, usually your main snare slice on the last eighth note, so the listener's brain hears a reset into the next phrase. This IO version is shortened for playback.